Let's get an update on what will be a busy offseason and an important one with the momentum that Dan Campbell and the front office build at the end of the season on and off the field. What they do this offseason, what the team does next year, I think really sets up the future, both short-term and long-term, for Brad Holmes, the GM, the front office, and also the coaching staff led by Coach Campbell. Tim 20Men, DetroitLions.com columnist, NFL insider. He's standing by in the Meyer guest line. And priorities in this offseason, Tim, I know we've talked about what they need, but what do you think was the first thing that Holmes and Campbell and everybody sat down, talked about it, and what would be two and three on that list?
Well, I think first off, I think next week's going to be a big week. Well, the following week's going to be a big week because you start to kick off that process of starting to get to know these prospects at the Senior Bowl, and then obviously, you know, comes the combine and everything else after this. So you look, they've got their list down, and it's going to go in order of all these big events to evaluate these guys. But look, when we look at needs, I mean, to me, there's a lot of them. I tweeted out today the final rankings for the offense and defense, and they weren't in the top half of the league in any category, offensively or defensively. Now, obviously, the offense was better the second half of the season, but they need an infusion of talent, and they need a lot of it. And the good thing is they got some resources to do it. You know, they've got a couple first-round picks. They could have three third-round picks with a compensatory pick, and so they're going to have an opportunity to add. But I think, you know, it starts with free agency. They're obviously creating that list right now, and there's going to be some talented guys, and they have more money on the cap to throw at free agency. And then when you look at the draft, I think you got to look at pass rushers. That's one area they've got to improve. I like the depth at cornerback, but, you know, you don't know about the Jeff Okuda and Jerry Jacobs injuries, so I think they need some talent there, too. They need a linebacker with some speed. Look, they got a lot of needs, but it's a process. You know, it's a step. It starts next week at the Senior Bowl. You know, then the combine. Then they'll have their pro days, and they'll have the visits. And so it's a list, and Brad Holmes will be ready come you know, March free agency and April's draft.
Tim 20Men, DetroitLions.com. Lions NFL insider joining us on the Meyer guest line. So the 1 year anniversary of Campbell, close to 1 year with Holmes, the culture would be the one thing that sticks out to me that's changed with Campbell and his staff. What have you seen that beyond culture are positives that could lead the Lions to a place they've never gone under this front office and this coaching staff?
Well, I think everybody's bought in, and that's the biggest thing, you know, from the players to, you know, I think everybody in the organization. There's a definite buy-in to what Brad Holmes and Dan Campbell have preached and have set up with the Detroit Lions. I think the players love playing for him. The players love this coaching staff, and I think that's an important thing. You know, we saw what happened with the last regime when you lose the locker room, or you've got a faction of the team that's not behind you 100%. I hadn't heard a player say one bad thing on the record, off the record, about Dan Campbell or any of his coaching staff. They love him, and they want to play with him, and that's huge. And then when you talk about Brad, I think he's got a vision. He's stuck with that vision, and you obviously want to see some hits. Now, there are some misses in free agency along the way. You know, Rashad Perriman didn't work out here. Tyrell Williams didn't work out. Now, that was an injury, but, you know, the hits are, you know, getting a guy like Amon-Ra St. Brown in the fourth round. How about, you know, having four undrafted rookies who had huge contributions to this team? That's how you speed a rebuild. You hit with your number one pick, Penei Sewell. Looks like he could be a Pro Bowl player for a long time. Aleem McNeil, you know, was a PFF all-rookie player, one of the best interior rookie defensive linemen. So, you know, I think when you talk about the GM, he's got to be able to bring in talent. And I think he did that. He's shown that he can do that, especially in the draft, and that's got to be really exciting for Lions fans.
Tim 20Men, DetroitLions.com, joining us here on the huge show across Michigan. Who do you like this weekend to advance from the four games?
Oh, you know, I like Green Bay. I think Green Bay has a chance to win it all. I think they'll be the NFC participant in the Pro Bowl. I really, really like them. And I like Kansas City in the AFC. I think we're headed toward a Green Bay-Kansas City Super Bowl. That'd be a really fun one. You know, in the other games, I like Tampa. And, you know, who's it? Buffalo's got KC, correct?
Yeah.
And Tennessee's got
Cincy.
Cincinnati. Yeah, I like Cincy, actually, in that game, even with Derrick Henry coming back. Joe Burrow's got a little something in him. He's got that moxie that I like. And you know, I think so. We'll see Cincinnati, Kansas City. We'll see Tampa, Green Bay. And I like Green Bay and Kansas City in Super Bowl.
Wow. Yeah, I go complete opposite. You got Brady over Stafford and Brady versus Stafford playoff version. I know they played earlier this year in the regular season. Rams won in Los Angeles. But you like Stafford or Brady in Tampa?
I like Tampa.
Yeah, so do I. Their defense is healthy.
I will never, ever, over the years, go against Tom Brady in the playoffs. Even if he doesn't have all his weapons, that guy's been there. You can't throw anything at him. He hasn't seen. He still plays at a high level. I'll never pick against Tom Brady.
I said that about Belichick last week, and that worked well for me on the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Yeah, I said.
You know, there's that question about is it Belichick or Brady? You know, what was it? You know, who was the guy? Well, who left and won a Super Bowl? And Tom Brady did. So, you know, I just think that Tom Brady was a big reason. Now, Bill Belichick, obviously, too, but I think Tom Brady was really the big reason for all that success in New England over the years. They were a terrific duo, but look, Tom left and still won a Super Bowl. So I'll never pick against Tom Brady. I think he's just. He's earned that status for me, at least.
What Brady's doing is, again, I'm trying to find new words. It's never been done. This would be like Michael Jordan at 45 still dominating the NBA. You know what I'm talking about?
For sure. It just doesn't happen.
No.
It's like Gordie Howe playing, you know, high-level hockey at what age was he? He was mid to upper 40s, I think, too. That's the only one I can really think of that's comparable, even.
I agree. Yeah,
it's just unbelievable.
He looks, you know, he wasn't completely healthy last year, I think, with the meniscus. We found that out after the Super Bowl. But, you know, his ability, his ball speed, the arm strength. And now that I know they got some offensive line and obviously the receiver issues. But that defense was healthy for the first time since early on in the season. And it made a difference when they went up 31-0. And I think that's going to be the difference Sunday against Stafford and the Rams.
Yeah, for sure. You know, I think you can get after Matthew a little bit. And if you do, look, Matthew will make some mistakes. You know, he's got some weapons over there that he can make some big plays too. But he can make some mistakes. And I just, like I said, you just can't throw anything at Tom Brady that he hasn't seen. You know, like, he still gets rid of the football quickly. He doesn't take a lot of sacks. And I think coupled with that defense that you talked about, I just think it's going to be a tough ask for Matthew to go on the road and win in Tampa. I'd never go against Tom Brady.
You even watch one note on Stafford, and McVay did it in the Arizona win, that they didn't put the game on, and Stafford played well, and he, you know, high percentage, high rating, didn't have to throw the ball a lot. I know they got the defensive touchdown, which kind of, after that you're saying, okay, Rams aren't going to lose this game, but you know, McVay was smart that he didn't put the pressure on Stafford to win that game.
That's smart. You know, I think Matthew Stafford throws the ball 40, 45 times this weekend. That increases Tampa's chances of winning, in my opinion. But I think that is the recipe for success. If you can run the football, if you can support Matthew. And look, that's part of the reason why he wanted to go. Partly he wanted to play in a great defense, which they have over in Los Angeles, but he wanted weapons around him where he didn't have to do it all. And I thought last week was a perfect example of kind of how that marriage worked perfectly. You know, they were able to run the football. He got Cam Akers, you know, back, and he's been terrific since coming back. And so they've got all those pieces around him. You know, he can get the ball out of his hands quick to a terrific slot receiver in Cooper Kupp, right? Stay in rhythm, stay on time, run the football, play defense. So it is smart. I think if they keep that formula this weekend, they've got a chance. But if Matthew's out there slinging it, you know, 45, 50 times, they get behind, I just don't think that's a recipe for success.
You can follow everything Lions in the NFL at DetroitLions.com during the offseason. Tim 20-man joining us on the Meyer guest line here on the huge show across Michigan. Timmy, there is no downtime anymore in the NFL. Enjoy the offseason with the Lions. It's going to be interesting.
Yeah, sounds good. We got the Senior Bowl in a couple weeks, so look out for that. We're coaching the American team down there, so there'll be a lot of good stuff coming out from that week on DetroitLions.com.
And I'll talk to you when you're down at the Senior Bowl, bud, okay?
Yeah, sounds good. Give me a buzz.
All right. There's Tim Twentyman joining us on the Meyer Guest Line. And Meyer, proud to be longtime partners with your Detroit Lions. You can gear up for the Lions. Quality license official team gear for your Lions inside the team gear department at your local Meyer.